I'm Lindsay Mustang, and this is the Career Design Podcast, made for driven, ambitious, square pegs and round holes type professionals who see things differently and challenge the status quo. We obliterate obstacles and unlock hidden pathways to overcome and succeed where others have not. Stagnation feels like death, and we are unwilling to compromise our integrity and settle for being average in any way. We are the backbone of any successful business, and those who overlook our potential are doomed to a slow demise. We do work that truly matters, aligns with our purpose, and in turn, we make our lasting mark on the world. We are the dreamers, doers, legends, and visionaries who are called to make our most meaningful contribution and love what we do. All right, welcome to the Career Design Podcast. I have a special guest with me today who is Ned Canada, and Ned Canada is somebody who is an incredible graduate of our program and truly going through intentional career design. And he has reached the place that we call true career power. But I realize I use this phrase a lot and don't actually describe what that truly means. So before we jump in with Ned, I'm going to describe to you a little bit about what intentional career design, the goals of intentional career design are, and then what the definition of career power is and what it means to ascend to your own throne, your own dominion of being in the place of true career power, and the four quadrants that define career power. So we're going to start with that. So this is part one. And I want to talk a little bit about intentional career design goals. So what does it mean to be intentional around the design of your career? Well, I want you to first off think that you are not just in the passenger seat of the car that is your vehicle of your career. If you are and you're letting your boss or your circumstances drive the vehicle, you have zero control. And if you're feeling like I have zero control in my environment, in my career, in my life, a lot of times it's because we have let somebody else drive where we want to go. And we've put power in what other people can decide for us versus deciding and being sovereign. That means in of yourself, I control me, that I choose what I want. And so that's the first idea in true intentional career design. Now, what is really the goal of when you are in intentional career design? Well, the first thing you do is reduce bias, okay? And there's a lot of bias out there. I think that they've documented over 150 different kinds of biases. Biases are holding you back from just about everything in your life. And that's bias that you present about yourself. And then also that others present against you. So our goal is to, one, check the baggage around our own biases, around our beliefs or what's possible or impossible, because that, whatever you believe, it becomes your reality. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. And also to reduce the bias of things like I've been too experienced, or I've been laid off, or I've been a job hopper, or I'm too young, I'm too old, whatever it is. Most of the time, those are just they're glorified excuses that we've put a lot of power in our narrative around ourselves. And most of the time they're complete crap. So our goal is first to eliminate bias. Okay. The second is to reduce the friction to velocity. Now I'm here because I used to be on the other side of the table. I was the person who built the systems that you have to break through in order to be successful in your job search. Okay. I was the one who was on the side of HR. I was one who was finding the most elusive talent on the planet and trying to make sure we created a high performance workforce. That means that there are a lot of hoops and barriers that you have to get through when you play the traditional job search game. So most of the time, the rule book you've been given, I'm going to be honest, that rule book is broken. That rule book is actually a big fat lie. And the reason why you're feeling such struggle is that you've been conditioned and programmed to go and forth and do this. And the chance of you actually receiving a job offer through traditional job search means, meaning applying online, is 0.4%. 0.4% of a chance. Okay. So if you were going out and seeking medical treatment and they said, here is your solution. It's the way we've always done it. When it has a 4.4% chance, or I said, there's a way where we can take that completely, turn on its head, on average, get $50,000 more in salary in 9 weeks and 2.1 job offers, and it doesn't have a 4.4% chance of success. Which one would you choose? Right. Well, most of the time we're buying into these old narratives around what the heck the rule book says. And so the second part of intentional career design is minimizing what's causing that friction in creating velocity in your success. And that is the rule book, the constraints that you believe, the things that you're doing that are actually shortchanging you, the behaviors that you're embodying, the validation seeking behavior, AKA desperation, and also playing by the rules of applying and hoping that someone will luck out and call you back. All right. The fourth thing is creating a high caliber candidacy. So what we mean by that is truly embodying what we call walking power. Okay. High caliber candidacy means that I am not one of many. I am the expert in my field. I own my power. I know what I'm capable of. I know what I can contribute, and I know that I'm worthy of it. Okay. That is what a high caliber candidacy is. It's not where I go, oh God, I hope you pick me. And every time I walk into an interview, everything is in stake. Like all stakes are there. And my worth as a human is defined by this person's decision or conversation with me. That is not a high caliber candidacy. That is a very low value candidacy. And you know, these people, because they don't show up and you're not like, wow, I really value them. They show up with desperation, and they reek of not having power in their lives, and they feel like they're controlled by everyone else, which is their true reality. So in order to become a high caliber candidacy, you have to have that candidacy. It means that you check all those beliefs. Okay. The fifth, or maybe it's the fourth thing. Sorry. Can't keep track here. Yeah. Fifth is to become the candidate of choice. We call this the purple squirrel. All right. So what is a purple squirrel, or the unicorn inside of the recruiting world, is where the most sought after candidate, the most elusive talent that we would be really lucky to have on board. That is what we call purple squirrel. And here's, it's just like, you know how birds in the wild, they're very colorful and they do a lot to attract their mate. I want you to think of the same thing happens when you are a purple squirrel. As the employer who wants to create an experience for this person who is the ideal candidate, we go all out. We're shaking our tail feather, is what I'm trying to say. That means that we give them whatever title, whatever process, and whatever they desire for their compensation in order to get them on board. And it may seem magical, folks, it isn't. It's when, because you become and embody the solution, people stop seeing you as treating time for money, and they see your value as an investment to amplify their results in their company. The last thing is the ascension to career power. All right, so I'm gonna break down what career power is. Here is what career power is. The definition of it is the ability to create anything that you want that rewards you financially, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and allows you to build a life beyond your wildest dreams. Here's why. There are five sources of well-being. Occupation. If you don't have occupation, the rest is shit. If you don't have a job where you truly love what you do, you cannot have the finances. You won't have the ability to be healthy because your work will kill you. You won't have the ability to give to your community because you don't have work you're doing to provide for that. And you won't be able to have a social life because you actually don't have anything but focusing on your occupation. It is the Venn diagram. It is the thing that has to allow you, you have to have that in order to allow you to ascend to true self-actualization. So now the ascension to this throne, which is, I want you to think of your zone of genius as being your dominion. You're sovereign of this. You rule it. The throne of career power, the first rule of true career power, is to become unfuckwithable. Unfuckwithable, which means I do not care what anybody else thinks of me. I do not live my life based on what others' judgments are about what I am, who I was, what I'm going to be. That your opinion of me matters not, and that I control who I am, my narrative, and I create everything in my life. That is the definition of becoming unfuckwithable. The second is to create your dominion and kingdom. What I mean by that is that you are building your house inside of your zone of genius. This is where you're going to stake your claim. In order for you to own that and to rule and lord over your zone of genius, you have to create your kingdom. You have to define the boundaries of it. You have to understand what makes you different than everyone else in the world. This is where I truly say you own what you do. The third thing is you have to be willing to take your crown. You have to ascend to the place of power. And it's not about being better than anybody. What I mean by taking your crown is that stop waiting for somebody to empower you. You choose to empower yourself. Okay, that may mean that you are broke, you don't have a job opportunity right now, but you're still worthwhile. If you believe you're broke and you don't have a job opportunity and you're not, you're definitely not going to get anywhere. Take your crown. And the last thing is that you change the world with your gifts. We make our most meaningful contribution. We make our lasting mark on the world by living in our zone of genius, ascending to the throne of career power. Now, there are four pieces in the process of really truly going to that place of career power, these four quadrants. And the first one, I want you to think of, it's got an X and Y axis, okay? So it's an X on this The top left quadrant is passion. All right. You can have passion around a lot of things. You know, people might be passionate and they decide to go to culinary school. You can also be passionate around artificial intelligence. You can be passionate around strategy, as Ned is here, is listening to me. You can be passionate around all different kinds of things. You can also be passionate around petting kittens and puppies. All right. So passion in of itself is not in of itself something that's going to be financially rewarding. It is, however, when you are in a place of joy and love and it is fun and you are passionate around it, it's when life becomes effortless. And so we really need to go all in on passion. If you're doing work that literally erodes your value, your worthiness, your feeling of your ability to contribute and control your life and design the true reality that you have, you know, that's not a place where we want to be in. So we have to go all into passion. Now, the second is purpose, okay? I can have, again, passion around petting puppies and kittens, but that's not my true purpose. My true purpose is teaching people how to ascend to the place of career power through intentional career design. In order for them to be able to do those things, they have to have a larger purpose at play. And this is why we get to that getting to your why, getting to that place where you understand what it is that you've done. And there is a thread that you can take from the string of all of your experience and pull it from the beginning, from the alpha to the omega, or currently where you're at, of what it is that you find your purpose. My calling is around people doing this work, truly ascending into career power. That's my purpose. That was my passion. I was already doing the work around it. It was creating massive success. And then I went to a purpose. Okay. And then at one point when I was at Amazon and I realized that nobody gave a shit about you and that I was no longer willing to play that game anymore because you are worthy of being treated like a human being that has value and an innate skill set and a zone of genius that can change the world. That's when I decided to pursue it. Okay. So the pursuit is the bottom left quadrant. Okay, so passion, purpose, top left and right. Pursuit is the bottom left. Okay, pursuit is intentional career design. Intentional career design. Okay, how do we reduce bias? How do we increase velocity? How do we reduce the friction? How do we make sure that you embody becoming a high caliber candidate? How do you become the candidate of choice? And then how do you become into career power? It's through intentional career design. That's what pursuit is. Everybody's path in here looks a little different. There's actually 8 core milestones on this path to true intentional career design. And that's what we put people through when they join our programs, is the pursuit. And the last part, the right, bottom right quadrant, is profitability. And profitability is twofold. Profitability is for you and it is for the company that you are in. Now, I want you to introduce you that you are already involved in a company, even if you're not working right now. It's the company of Me Inc. You are in the business of you, baby. So we want to create massive profitability for yourself and for your business. How do we do that? Well, we get away from trading time for money. We understand and we embody that high caliber candidacy. We own our zone of genius. We become the 1% of the 1% that know what our true value is. And we demand and expect it and do not settle for less. That is true profitability. And when we align someone into their true zone of genius, what do you think happens for a business when they actually are having people do work that is easy, fun, effortless, that creates massive results? You think that in turn creates profitability? Yes. Instead of creating this drone workforce where it's truly about how do we get the most and squeeze every little nickel out of somebody, what if you allow them to be in a place of true power where they did work that's most meaningful? They made a contribution to the world. That changes businesses. And that's why the leadership that's out there today, the most notable people on the earth, they understand how to connect these four things: passion, purpose, pursuit, and profitability. And the last part of this podcast, I want to leave you with one quote, and it's about high potential people. The greatest fear of high potential people is they have spent their entire life being adequate and average rather than stretching and reaching for their genius and not achieving full potential. If that is you, then you are the purple squirrel. You just need to know how to ascend to the place of career power. And that's through intentional career design. So if that's you, I encourage you to reach out to me. Send me an email, lindsay@talentparadigm.co. And let's talk about how we can work to truly ascend you to your throne of genius. Thank you for joining me for part 1. We're going to jump into part 2.